Unit 5. Part 2. Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A. Listening Comprehension. Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1.
According to an April survey by the Washington Post, which polled 1,000 full-time workers in the U.S., nearly 73% aren't comfortable with the idea of discussing their pay with anyone at work other than their boss or the HR department. Only 13% said they'd be completely comfortable with sharing such information more broadly, recognizing that it might offer workers better leverage in negotiations. The remaining 14% said they would be comfortable discussing their salaries only with close colleagues.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2. Now listen to the item again and answer question 3.
Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 4.
The Walt Disney Company opens its biggest ever store by size in Shanghai on Wednesday, predominantly to market the Shanghai Disney Resort, which is scheduled to open next spring. Located in the landmark financial area, Lujiazui of Pudong, it is the company's first in the mainland and will also spearhead what is expected to be a huge merchandising operation, offering more than 2,000 products, 90% of which will be exclusive to the site. The area covers 860 square meters indoors and 5,000 square meters in total. Walt Disney has 300 stores worldwide. The Shanghai outlet is fully owned, but the soon-to-open resort is a joint venture with local company Shanghai Shandi Group.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 5. Now listen to the item again and answer question 6.
Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 7.
The Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, is a new multilateral development bank first proposed by President Xi Jinping in October 2013. At the time, she explained that to support the process of interconnection and integration of the economic development in the region, China has proposed to build the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank and provide financial support to infrastructure development in developing countries in the region. China will provide the bulk of the capital, estimated at $50 billion, 310 billion yuan, and other founding members include India, the second largest shareholder, as well as two Gulf Arab states, Kuwait and Qatar. A number of non-regional countries were invited to be founding members.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 8. Now listen to the item again and answer question 9.
Task 4. Now listen to a passage twice and answer questions 10 to 12.
The space shuttle Discovery has safely returned to the Earth after 2 weeks in the Earth's orbit. Discovery Commander Eileen Collins guided the shuttle to an easy landing at Edwards Air Force Base in California early Tuesday. American Space Agency officials described Discovery's trip as wildly successful, but they refused to say when the shuttle may fly again. The space agency has suspended all future shuttle flights until it can discover why a piece of hard protective material broke off from Discovery. A similar incident damaged the Columbia space shuttle in 2003. Columbia was destroyed as it re-entered the Earth's atmosphere. Japan has marked the 60th anniversary of the atomic bomb attack on the city of Nagasaki. The American bombings of Nagasaki and Hiroshima ended World War II. Nagasaki Mayor Ichio Ito called for a world ban on nuclear weapons. He urged Americans to ask if the United States needs thousands of nuclear arms to guarantee its security. A short time later, Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi said he would work to keep Japan free of nuclear weapons. In Cambodia, an opposition politician has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for plotting to overthrow the government. Chim Chani was arrested in February after the National Assembly canceled his parliamentary protection from legal charges. He denies any wrongdoing. A court found Chim Chani and opposition member Kom Peseth guilty. Kom Peseth received a 5-year prison sentence. Briefly, here again is the major news of the hour. The American space shuttle Discovery has safely returned to the Earth. Japan has marked the 60th anniversary of the atomic bomb attack on Nagasaki. And in Cambodia, an opposition politician has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for plotting to overthrow the government.
Section B, Listening-Based Integrated Tasks. At Fortune's invitation, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs met to discuss the prospects for the tumultuous industry they shaped. Does Microsoft control of PC operating systems stifle competition in the industry?
There's not one element of the industry that's not competitive. There are people who are cloning Intel's chips. There are people who are cloning my operating system. There are many, many people who make PCs. And for every software application, there are lots of people competing. There is no competitive imperfection.
How come nobody has successfully competed with you? I'm not accusing you or Microsoft of anything. I'm not even saying it's necessarily bad. I'm just saying it's an interesting contrast. When I zoom back and look at this, there are hundreds of people making PCs and hundreds of people writing application programs for them.
Right.
But they all have to travel through this very small orifice called Microsoft to get to one another.
It's a very large orifice.
But it's only one company.
Are you saying there's something wrong with our popularity? My approach to the PC market has been the same from the very beginning. The goal of Microsoft is to create the standard for the industry. Nothing has changed.
What does the future hold for IBM and Apple? What do you think of their decision to collaborate on PC software?
It's surprising to me.
Yes, we are confused about that.
Mike Spindler has said they want to turn Apple into more of a software company. If that's your goal, you don't go and give the half of the company that is the future of Apple software to a joint venture. What is Apple getting in return? Here's the part I don't understand. What is the contribution from IBM? The IBM name? Did Apple feel so bad about their own work that they had to have that?
I truly believe the challenge for IBM is that they can't survive by selling the same thing. You can buy from somebody else for 30% less money. Their cost structure doesn't allow them to compete with companies that don't do massive amounts of R&D, that don't have twice as many employees as they need, etc. So IBM has to do one of two things. 1. Suffer continuous erosion of its market share until eventually it goes out of business, which I hope doesn't happen, or 2. Come up with some way to add value. In my opinion, the way to make your machines unique is with unique software.
I said that back in the 70s. There's something else I don't understand. If IBM already held a license to your Next Step software, why did they get all this going with Apple rather than just come to you and expand their license?
I really want to answer this question, but I've got to be careful with what I say. It's not my purpose to alienate anyone at IBM.
We share this interest.
Somebody at IBM a few years ago saw our Next Step operating system as a potential diamond to solve their biggest and most profound problem, that of adding value to their computers with unique software. Unfortunately, as I learned, IBM is not a monolith. It is a very large place with lots of faces, and they all play musical chairs. Somewhere along the line, this diamond got dropped in the mud, and now it's sitting on somebody's desk who thinks it's a dirt clod. Inside that dirt clod is still a diamond, but they don't see it.